Disclaimer. By listening to this audio program, you understand and agree to the following statements and agree to be bound by them. The following audio is an adult fantasy and is for entertainment and artistic purposes only. We do not actually condone anything we say in this audio, and the views expressed in this film are not representative of Lewd-Lexi or her associates. No characters in this audio are real. Everything and everyone in this story is completely fictional, non-biologically related, and are not based on real people or events. Any kind of resemblance to actual people or events is purely coincidental. All acts in this audio are completely fictional and are not condoned or encouraged outside of fantasy only. This audio does not exhort to any act that is in any way forbidden by law and or any kind of behavior disputing the law. All actors and characters, real or fictional, depicted in this audio are above the age of 21. This audio is in full compliance with the United States law. Do not listen if it is illegal for you to consume pornographic content in your jurisdiction, nor if your community considers such content to be obscene or offensive. This audio may not be modified or distributed without permission from the copyright holder, including to remove this disclaimer. By choosing to listen, you agree that you are at least 21 years old, you are listening to this willingly, and you do not consider sexually explicit material, including this audio, to be obscene or offensive. You agree that you will listen for your own personal use and will take the appropriate steps to ensure no minors are exposed to this material. Listener discretion is advised. You understand that if you disagree with any of the prior statements, you are not permitted to listen to this content. By consuming the following content in any form, you acknowledge that you have listened to this agreement, understand it, and are agreed to be bound by it. Thank you and enjoy.
Good morning, Mr. Bear. How's my favorite naughty stuffy this morning? You look very handsome. And very soft, and cuddly, and squeezable. I could squeeze you forever. Did you sleep well last night, Mr. Bear? I did. I had a wonderful dream. It was a very naughty dream. Do you want me to tell you about it? Of course you do. You're a naughty teddy bear, and you like naughty stories. There was a man in my dream. I don't know who he was. Probably one of the guys who likes to listen to my audio recordings. Maybe even a guy who's listening to me right now. He was big and strong and handsome, just like all guys are. Just like the guys listening right now are. And you know me, I'm little, so he was way bigger and stronger than me. And he could do whatever he wanted. There was nothing I could do to stop him. And he did. He did do whatever he wanted. Now, Mr. Bear, we know you're just a little teddy bear, so sweet and soft and snuggly. But if you want, we can pretend you're a big, strong man, just like the guy in my dream, just like the guys listening right now. And then this can be your dream, too, your naughty dream. At first, the man just snuggled with me. It was so nice to be in his arms. I wish I was snuggling in the arms of a big, strong man right now. Come here, Mr. Bear. You're my big, strong man today. Let's snuggle. Oh, Teddy, I feel so close to you. This is just like in my dream. The man had his arms around me, and he held me tight and made me feel so comfortable. I just melted into his arms. He smelled really nice. Not nice like a girl. Girls smell like flowers and candy, and I love that. But he smelled really nice, like a man, like the smell of a warm rainstorm and freshly mowed grass. I buried my head in his chest so that I could smell him. You smell nice too, Mr. Bear. Not really like a man, but I can pretend. I'm going to bury my face in your chest and pretend. Such a big, strong chest, just like the guys listening to this have. I love you, Teddy, but I wish one of the guys listening to this was here right now so I could bury my face in his chest and smell him. Just thinking about it makes me feel so nice. I could have stayed like this forever in my dream, just snuggling and feeling excited. But the man, he put his hands on the side of my head, and they were so big, he could just hold me completely. Yep, just like that, Mr. Bear. And he lifted my head away from his chest, and he kissed me. He leaned down and gave me the most romantic kiss. It's too bad you don't have a tongue, though, Teddy, because he had his tongue in my mouth the whole time we kissed. If you think I was excited to snuggle with him, then that was like nothing how I felt when he kissed me. He tasted so good. So masculine, I felt like I was gonna faint. I was so excited. You know how sometimes you like to get fresh with me, Mr. Bear? Well, the man in my dream got really fresh with me. He kissed me for a really long time, and while we kissed, he pulled my nightie up, and he slid his hands up. Yes, just like that, Mr. Bear. He put his hands right on my breast. Oh, Teddy, your paws are so soft. They feel so nice on my breasts. You're making the nipples get all tingly. That's exactly what it was like when the man was feeling me up in my dream. I was so tingly. I wish you had fingers, though, Teddy, because he was pinching my nipples and pulling on them. Here, I'll do it for you, because you can't. Oh, it feels so good. My nipples are so sensitive. I wish the guys listening to this were playing with my nipples right now. Oh, Mr. Bear, I think I can come while I squeeze and pinch my nipples. In the dream, I felt like I was going to come, that's for sure. But can you guess what the man in my dream did next? You've already guessed. Yes. Move down, Teddy. Kiss my neck, kiss my chest, and then kiss my nipple, Teddy. I'll hold my breast up for you, and I'm so turned on now. Your mouth is so soft and gentle, just like the man's tongue. And now the other nipple? Mr. Bear, you can't forget the other nipple. Oh, Teddy, you're such a good naughty teddy bear. I feel so good right now, just like I felt in my dream. You know exactly what the man did after he kissed my nipples. You're already doing it. First, he kissed right between my titties, and I squeezed them together around his face, just like this, Teddy. And then he moved down, kissing my belly button, and then he pulled my panties down, just like I'm doing right now. And he kept going down and down, and he kissed my little pubic mound, and I was so excited. I was so wet. I'm so wet right now. Kiss me, Mr. Bear. Kiss my pussy, just like the man did. Just like all the guys listening right now would do if they were here with me. Oh, God, I wish they were here with me. But you're a good alternative, Teddy. Your mouth is so soft and warm, rubbing up and down my slit like the man did with his tongue. I wish you had a tongue, Teddy. Tongues are so wonderful. We'll use your little nose instead, and I'll pretend that it's a tongue. I'll pretend it's the tongue of the guys listening right now, licking up and down my soaking wet kitty, and then right on my clitty. Rub your tongue all over my clitty. Oh, Teddy. Oh, Teddy. You're making me come. Rub your tongue in circles around my clitty, and up and down. And tease my stiff little button. Oh, you naughty teddy bear. No, oh, I'm so excited, Mr. Bear. I'm so wet. This is just like my dream. That was a really nice orgasm that you just gave me, Mr. Bear. Just like the man did in my dream. But he wasn't finished just because I came. No, not even close. He sat up on his knees in front of me and pulled off his pants. And Mr. Bear, his cock was so big and hard. I just fell in love with it. It was so beautiful. And I know all the guys listening right now have big, beautiful cocks too. But Teddy, I know you think you have a big cock too. And I do love what you have down there. It's soft and furry, and I love to snuggle with it and kiss it. But you're really just a teddy bear. You don't really have a cock. But guess what? I have a special toy. Look, it's a great big cock that we can strap onto you, and you'll be just like the man in my dreams. Just like the guys listening to me right now, with great big cocks, all hard and ready and anxious. Look, Mr. Bear, it's perfect. You look so handsome now, my sweet teddy bear with his great big cock. And now that you have a cock, Mr. Bear, you can do what the man did next in my dream. Grab my wrist, Teddy. Push me down on the bed. Hold me down with my arms up above me. I'll struggle a little bit. Oh, no, Mr. Bear. No, let me go. I'll be a good girl, I promise, if you let me go. But of course, you don't let me go. And the man in my dream didn't let me go either. He held me down. He forced me to spread my legs. Teddy, you're so big and strong, like the man in my dream, like the guy is listening right now. There's nothing I can do. I'm completely at your mercy, and you can do anything you want to me. I don't have any choice but to lay here and let you do it. Oh, Mr. Bear, your cock feels so nice sliding in and out of my wet pussy. Oh, Teddy, you can fuck me as long and as hard as you want. Just slide that beautiful cock in and out, over and over, just like the man in my dream. He called me so many nasty names while he fucked me. You should do that too, Teddy. The guy's listening. You should call me naughty names too. Tell me I'm a little slut. Tell me I'm a little whore. Oh, Teddy, that's what I am. I'm your little whore. Mr. Bear, I think I'm gonna come again. That's exactly what happened in my dream. While the man used my pussy and called me naughty names, I started coming again. Mr. Bear, I'm so glad you have a cock now so that you can fuck me with it just like he did. He was being so rough. He was slamming his big, strong body against me while he held me down, forcing his cockhead into me as deep as it could go, over and over, faster and faster, just like you're doing now, Teddy. And oh, Teddy, oh, my sweet, naughty bear. Oh, I started to come again, just like I am now. Oh, I'm shaking and moaning. Oh, my pussy is so wet. I'm slopping girl cum all over your cock and balls. And I'm wide open and I'm coming. Oh my god, I'm coming. And guess what the man in my dream did, Mr. Bear? He stopped. Right when I was at the very height of my orgasm, he stopped. He had his huge cock all the way in, impaling me. Oh yeah, just like that, Teddy. And he held it there deep inside me while I came. And it came all over his beautiful cock and his great big balls. And when I was finally done coming, he pulled out. I was so disappointed. All I wanted right there was for him to come with me, for him to shoot his cum into me, and he didn't. He pulled out. Then he grabbed my hips, and he flipped me over. Yes, Teddy, just like that. And then he lifted my ass in the air, and then Teddy, oh God, Teddy, he put his huge, swollen, thick cock head right up against my asshole. Just like you're doing right now. And he grabbed my hips and he held me there. He was just so strong. There was nothing I could do. And he pushed in. He forced his giant cock into my ass. Oh, Mr. Bear, fuck my ass. Just like the man did. Just like all the guys listening right now would do if they were here with me. Drive that big, beautiful cock into my asshole. Force my tiny little anus open. Oh, yes. Force me to take it. Don't listen to me if I start crying. It's okay if it hurts. I'm just a slut and a whore, and this is exactly what I want. I want a big, strong, powerful man to do whatever he wants to me. Oh, and Teddy, my sweet, strong Teddy, I think I'm gonna come again. This is just like in my dream. This is just like I would do if the guys listening to this were fucking my ass. I would start to come. The man in my dream. Oh, he just held my hips so tight. Oh, and he just slammed his cock into my ass, Mr. Bear. Slam your cock into my ass. Mr. Listener, slam your cock into my ass. Oh, Teddy, I'm coming with your cock in my ass. Well, Mr. Bear, I'm so exhausted. I've come so much, but don't worry. This isn't the end of my dream. Not yet. The man of my dreams still hadn't come. And I hope the guys listening to this haven't come yet either. In my dream, the man pulled out of my ass, but he was still hard, just like you, Teddy. just like the guys listening to this right now. They're all still hard to, I know it. And Teddy, you know what a man who's still hard needs to do? Mr. Listener, what would you do? Where would you finish? Would you jack off onto my ass? Or would you make me turn over so you can jack off onto my titties? Or onto my face? Or would you slide your big, beautiful, wonderful cock back into my pussy and finish inside me? I don't care what you do to me. I'm too exhausted to care. I just want you to be done. So, Mr. Listener, you can do whatever you want to me. You can come wherever you want. I'm going to have Mr. Bear do to me what the man in my dream did. And you can do this too, Mr. Listener. But I want you to do whatever you want. Just imagine what you would do to me, and then do it. I want you to come so badly. I want you to come for me. Will you do that? Will you come for me now? In my dream, the man used his big, strong hands to flip me over onto my back, and he straddled me so that he was sitting right on my chest with his beautiful cock right in my face. He grabbed my wrists and pushed my arms up against the wall behind my bed. Yes, Mr. Bear, I'll be a good girl, and I'll suck your dick, and you can come in my mouth. I have my mouth wide open now, and you can slide your cock deep in. I'll be a throat job girl, just like I was in my dream. Yes, Mr. Bear, fuck my throat. Mr. Bear, and all you guys listening, come. Please, please come. Come for me right now. Thank you, Mr. Bear. That was perfect. And it was exactly what my dream was like. And thank you. All of you guys that are listening out there, I hope you had a great orgasm, and I hope you shot a lot of cum. That's all I want to do, is make guys cum. It's my favorite thing to do. Now, Mr. Bear, let's get out of bed and get dressed, and see if we can get Daddy to make us some breakfast.